This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You heard us last segment about Kyrie Irving. I needed an answer from somebody who played, from somebody who doesn't sugarcoat it, from somebody who's real. An NBA champion, good friend of the show. You hear him on SiriusXM NBA, Fox Sports New Orleans as well. Lottery pick back of the day, Antonio Daniels, AD. First of all, happy New Year to you, buddy. How you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Oh, well, great. But listen, I mean, this Nets situation, I understand a lot of people laid out because you weren't sure what exactly was up with Kyrie and, you know, being sensitive to possible, mental health, whatever. People right. wanted to be very slow to the conversation, understandably. This right. is ridiculous, man. I mean, now there's videos. The Nets, Sean Marks has not said a word. What in the world is going on? And what do you think about this as a former player?
Okay, I'll tell you first and foremost. I literally spent the majority of last week defending Kyrie Irving. After what happened in D.C. with the Capitol, knowing that Kyrie Irving does have a heart for humanity, regardless as to how you feel about him right now, he has a heart for humanity. This is the same guy who paid off WNBA salaries. This is the same guy who paid off the scholarships of 10 kids to go to HBCUs. So he has a heart for humanity. So when I first heard that he wasn't going to play after what transpired in the Capitol, my thought was to defend him. Like everybody processes things different. And social injustice and things that are going on in this world, they affect everybody different. And I didn't feel comfortable judging Kyrie because he chose to process something different than I would.
Okay.
With all that being said, now we're moving into the next week and I'm finding it extremely hard to defend him. As an analyst, as a former player, I want to see Kyrie Irving's perspective. I want to look at this situation from his vantage point. But when he's silent, and the only issue that I had initially was the fact that he was not communicating with those that he needed to, which is Steve Nash and Sean Marks. And your teammates are just kind of left out to dry, so to speak. Kevin Durant and him, they chose to embark on this together. They chose to intend together, like, look, let's both go to Brooklyn together. So you don't owe the media anything. I do agree with that. He doesn't owe an explanation to the media for anything. But there are people that deserve an explanation for what's going on. And now it's gotten to the point where it's a little out of hand. Now I'm starting to worry if there's something bigger at play here that – and I said this today on our show.
Okay.
Is there something bigger at play here that we're not thinking about? Like, would it surprise you? Would it surprise you, understanding that Kyrie Irving was the same guy who didn't want to go and play in the bubble? Would it surprise you if you heard 2, 3, 4 days from now that Kyrie Irving retired?
No. I've said that on the show.
Me neither.
No.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit. So that's why I'm saying when I say I think there's something bigger at play here than what's on the surface.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting because the Nets haven't said anything. Maybe they know this is coming, and I guess we won't find an answer until Kyrie says something about this, or he figures out, you know, what's going on, you know, with him. Let's move on to other league issue.
Teague, before you do that, though, can I follow up if we're going to move to something else? I just want to ask him. Okay. See, the thing that I think is troubling, at least forget about Kyrie, pertaining to the Nets, how they've handled this here, Antonio, is if you want to elevate yourself to a world-class franchise, which is what they have publicly aspired to be, they have not been shy to express that pursuit of that. That's who they want to be. Can you imagine the Lakers not having a general manager look into a camera? Can you imagine the Warriors not having a general manager, even if you don't say anything, just to stabilize it momentarily? Like, to me,
yeah, but
it's been bungled from every direction, man.
I don't know. Because in this particular situation, because just as much as you can say, would you have the Lakers general manager look into the camera, or would you have the Golden State general manager look into the camera? Could you imagine Steph Curry or LeBron James doing something like this?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know that that's the point.
They wouldn't be put in that position. But you know what I appreciate about what Brooklyn has done? And we're going to agree to disagree on this, because I like the fact that they're keeping everything internal.
Okay.
Because we're not accustomed to that. All we hear people say all the time, you know, when things happen in-house, sometimes it's best to keep it in-house. And right now, what can they possibly say? If I'm Sean Marks and I haven't had a healthy form of communication with Kyrie Irving, when Steve Nash came out last week and said, you know what, I sent him 3 text messages, but I still haven't got a reply.
Yeah, but AD, this is before the video. At least you can condemn the video.
Well, we have to understand, man. We are in this is a player-empowered league. And I will continue to say this I've said this a million times on my radio show. Players need to enjoy what they're getting right now, because you best believe when that collective bargaining agreement comes up again in 2.5 years, it's going to hit different. Everything that's going on right now, the governors are taking note. Okay, so James Harden doesn't want to report to training camp. Oh, he doesn't want to go. Oh, Ben Simmons doesn't want to go back to and join his own team. He wants to go back to Philadelphia on his own. Oh, Kyrie Irving just wants to go. You best believe when the new CBA comes up, it's going to hit different from the governor perspective. Because this player-empowered league, guys are really abusing the amount of power that they're getting.
Yeah, no, you're right. It feels that way. But, you know, they brought it upon themselves. Right? They empowered this many years ago, and it's only gotten worse because of the amount of money that's in the league now. And you know that just as well as we do, Antonio. Is the league in danger of pausing right now? And if they do, what happens, you know, to the rest of this season? Because it gets really hard to keep making up a lot of these games that are getting postponed, not canceled right now.
I think they're trying to do everything in their power to stay away from pausing. And
is that smart, though?
The question is, what is the alternative? Because we can't – it's at a point now where you can't do a bubble. Because if you're going to do a bubble, that bubble needs to be talked about why guys were playing in the last bubble. So it's not like you can wake up on January 12th and say, you know what, man, maybe we need to move everybody into a bubble. It's so much that needs to go into the thought process, especially when you're bubbling 30 teams as opposed to 22 and playing 60 to 64 games as opposed to 8.
Yeah.
It's so much more that needs to go into this. You know, the question that I have is, when this stuff came out today, whether it was Woj or it was Sham, what really stood out to me is it said for the next 2 weeks. That's what stood out to me. It said for the next 2 weeks, these are going to be the restrictions that are put in place. And my question is, what happens? Why 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Is this a trial period to say these are the things that we're going to do for the next 2 weeks, and if it doesn't happen, that now it's time to talk about postponement? Because we forget how quickly everything changed in March. When we were in Sacramento, we were the last game to get canceled. When we were in Sacramento, when New Orleans in Sacramento, 24 hours before that game, the NBA was a go. Everybody was fine. And in 24 hours, the league shut down. And after the league shut down, the entire sports world followed suit.
They did.
So I think we forget, sometimes it can take one guy. It took Rudy Gobert, one man, catching COVID to shut down the entire league.
Sure.
Guys need to understand the amount of responsibility that they have in their hands right now.
That's good stuff. Good conversation. As always, our buddy Antonio Daniels, former NBA champion, Sirius XM, NBA Radio, Fox Sports New Orleans, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
You know, Antonio, the last thing we'll say, we'll ask you about before we let you go, because we know we're getting a little bit late here. This whole James Harden, so you mentioned him earlier, reporting late to camp. Mm-hmm. Now there's maybe he's going to get traded, maybe he's not. He actually came out and he balled his first couple of games. You know, this situation feels like it should have at least headed towards resolution. Now it feels like we're sitting in limbo. What's going to happen with James Harden and the Houston Rockets? Because they're not in a position to do anything, you know, to be successful. Maybe they will and surprise us, but what's happening in Houston right now?
I think what's happening in Houston is equivalent to what's happening in Philadelphia. You have two guys that don't want to be in their respective positions. Obviously, they're looking from different vantage points. James Harden wants out, and Ben Simmons doesn't feel wanted. But what happens is you don't get their best effort either way. Either way, you don't get the best version of themselves. I don't know what's going on in Houston. I've always felt like, and obviously I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm not him. I've always felt like this is the most talented team that James Harden has had since he's been in Houston. With DeMarcus Cousins, with Christian Wood, with Eric Gordon, with John Wall, with P.J. Tucker, I felt like this was the most talented team that he's had. But for some reason, he doesn't want to be there. But the thing with James Harden is this is a situation that he created.
Yeah.
It's different if this is something someone else created and now you don't like where it stands. They have catered to everything that James Harden once done.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to remove yourself from the equation. So I don't know what the right answer is. It wouldn't surprise me if James Harden said, you know what, man? Let me cut my losses. If y'all ain't going to move me, let me sign the 2-year, $100 million deal. Because, again, you start thinking about what's coming up in the future as far as the collective bargaining agreement is concerned.
That's a good point. Well, a way to kind of circumvent that preemptively, that is a good point. AD, we're going to let you bounce, man. We just had to get your perspective on this. Good conversation as always. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Appreciate you, AD.
For sure. I appreciate it, fellas. Anytime.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.